Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. Now that I'm a veteran of no fewer than three trips to Spain, I can tell you for certain that paella is taken very seriously over there and it's enjoyed immensely. This rice and seafood and chicken and whatever you want to put into it, this dish is cooked in a big purpose-built deep metal pan that is indispensable for making the paella up to specs. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, this is a somewhat involved dish that is actually quite simple.
Right. It's a lengthy number of steps, each very simple, but each needed to be done sort of in the right order. And, you know, and I know we've talked about paella before, but one of my most recent successes was that this dish is traditionally cooked over an open fire.
Right.
When you're out, it's usually done outside, and, and they have a lot of competitions where everyone takes it very seriously as how the fire is built and whatnot. So I did try to do paella on an open fire out in the barbecue pit that I have in my backyard. And I was actually super excited, easier in my mind than doing it on the stovetop. I mean, one of the things is, again, this pan, which is large in diameter and very flat, it doesn't fit on any burner on your stove.
No, it wouldn't.
And it does sort of require even heat throughout the whole pan. So what I did was, I always do things pretty much on hardwood with a little bit of charcoal. So I got a good fire started, and I threw some charcoal on, and I waited till the charcoal got to that sort of glowing red phase.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tamped all the coals down with a poker. And then I put my paella pan on and started the process. And it turned out that it's about an hour to make this. And as the fire died down slowly, it even made the dish cook more evenly and gave me, I think, really great results. We did the traditional onions and garlic to start with chorizo, which gives you that great sort of flavor. Lots of paprika and saffron. And then, of course, the special rice, which is bomba. It's a short grain rice, very similar to the arborio rice that we use to make risotto. And then some chicken stock to cook the rice. And honestly, on this open fire, there were just small bubbles around the entire pan just as this rice was just cooking away.
Oh, nice.
And then, you know, then you can go to town. This is where I think paella becomes a lot of fun.
You sure can.
There's always a little bit of tomato product in there also, but I start putting in shrimp, large shrimp. We also start putting in, we use duck confit.
Oh, wow.
Instead of traditionally, you might find pork or chicken,
but I
love confit duck legs.
Yeah.
So we start stuffing a bunch of confit duck legs in there. Once the shrimp are almost cooked, then we start putting in a bunch of mussels and clams. And those, you do have to sort of play with them a little bit. It's not like you're just going to put them in there and they work. You kind of push them down, and as they start to open up, pull them up so they kind of, you can see them coming out. And then, you know, I think finishing it the traditional way with some roasted red pepper, some fresh peas, those go on top. And then there's this huge controversy. Miramar Torres, you know the Torres
family? Yeah, sure, of course, yeah.
She told me how to make paella, and she swears that they grate cheese over the top at the end.
Huh?
That's exactly right. That's what almost every other Spaniard in the world has told me. But, you know, the Torres family is like the Gallo family of Spain.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if Miramar Torres grates cheese on it, I do too. So I grate all this manchego on top, and boom, you have a great dish.
Jerry, let's put the recipe on the website.
Yeah, we will.
Go buy a pan and try
it. Yes.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.